The Three Musketeers by Alexandre Dumas. Performance copyright 1998 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. 1. The Three Presents of Monsieur D'Artagnan, the Father. On the first Monday of the month of April 1625, the small town of Meung, the birthplace of the author of the Romance of the Rose, appeared to be in a state of revolution, as complete as if the Huguenots were come to make a second siege of La Rochelle. Many of the townsmen, observing the flight along the high street of women who left their children to squall at the doorsteps, hastened to don their armour, and fortifying their courage, which was inclined to fail, with a musket or a partisan, proceeded towards the inn of the Jolly Miller, to which a vast and accumulating mob was hastening with intense curiosity. At that period, alarms were frequent, and few days passed without some bourg or other registering in its archives an event of this description. There were the nobles who made war on each other. There was the king who made war on the cardinal. There was the Spaniard who made war on the king. Then, besides these wars, concealed or overt, secret or public, there were bandits, mendicants, Huguenots, wolves and lackeys who made war on the whole world. The townsmen always armed themselves against the bandits, the wolves, and the lackeys, frequently against the nobles and the Huguenots, sometimes against the king, but never against the cardinal or the Spaniard. From this custom, therefore, it arose that on the aforesaid first Monday in the month of April 1625, the burghers, hearing a noise, and seeing neither the yellow and red flag, nor the livery of the Duke of Richelieu, rushed towards the inn of the Jolly Miller. Having reached it, everyone could see and understand the cause of this alarm. A young man...